this is at the end of the evening where I'm going to talk about Taurus. Since we are in the time of Taurus. Who said Aries? Okay, are you? Is there another Aries here? Where? There's one Aries. There's two? Oh, there's two? Are there any Taurians here? Okay, so let's just skip it. So anyway. No. We're going to do Aries, the great I am. But I tease every... Don't I tease all 12 signs?
All the time.
All the time. I never get tired. It never gets old for me. So you have to tease the first sign of the zodiac because they all come kind of new, don't they? Aries is like, well, you know, we're first, right? They always want to remind you, like, of course. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about Aries. And again, only 10 minutes because we have to get out of here and get ready for the next event that's coming in. But Aries, actually as the first sign of the zodiac, brings in the energy of newness. It is the principal fire sign. It is the cardinal fire sign. And one of the reasons why I called it the Great I Am is for a little mytho-historical fact that I'm going to just briefly share with you as it leads into a greater meaning. So according to myth, history, however you want to spin it, one of the great meeting points of history was between the time of Taurus and Aries, called the Great Years. Now the Great Years move backwards from one sign to the other. We're going toward the age of Aquarius from the age of, let's see, you guys remember the age of Pisces. We're in the Piscean age right now, going toward Aquarius. Some 5,000 years ago or so, we were coming from the age of Taurus into the age of Aries. Now, one story associated with this that many of you from your Bible class and from Sunday school, if you grew up Christian, might remember the story of Moses leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. And I'm thinking Charlton Heston here. And then having to deal with the great calf that they were worshiping as he went up into the mount and got the 15 commandments that became 10. No, I'm kidding. But the 10 commandments. Now, there's something significant that's happening here that most people skip. It was actually the passing of one age to another. The idea of the bull passing to the ram. And the idea of the ram becoming the emblem of that age, of Aries becoming the starting point or the idea of spring. Now, what's significant also with that moment, again, according to the story, is that, does anyone remember, especially thinking about the Cecil B. DeMille Ten Commandments, what supposedly God said was his name? Does anyone remember that?
I am.
I am that I am.
Yes.
Yote Vote. Now, most people talk about that as Jehovah, make that different kind of corruption. We're not going to get into that. But the Yote Vote is that I am that I am. And what's deep about that statement, I am that I am, is making this idea that when you say I am Sam, don't. Okay? Or when you say I am so-and-so, the statement is actually saying I am that I am. When you say I am hungry, I am whatever, it's going with the idea that this being, however you want to define it, is that I am. Aries, the ram, reflects that moment of being the I am. I did not say you are God. No Aries leave here and say, like, you know what he said? He said, I'm the great I am. I'm your burning bush baby here. I didn't say that. But I am saying something similar-ish to that. And what I'm saying is that at your best, Aries, you represent that idea of being, of individuality, that spark that's in all of us. And even though you may not be an Aries by sign, you have all 12 signs of the zodiac within you. And by virtue of that, you are in touch with that I am. You are part of that essence. Now, what can happen with the sign Aries, what can happen with those who are born under the sign, is that we often get confused between the great I am and me. And so, Aries will get caught up in like, well, really, it's about me. So we go from being I am, me. And so, the ego takes over.
Right.
And the ego really becomes concerned with thinking that your story, who you are, is the whole thing. The real message is that you are that I am, and by virtue of that I am, you remind us all to be, to lead. So let me say this clearly, and so that the Aries in the room and those of us who want to get in touch with our Aries, your job, your destiny is to lead.
Right.
And that requires you taking the energy, the focus, to serve the great I am by your being. The more that you are in your joy, the more that you are clear about your sense of purpose, by just naturally being who you are, you lead us all. But the more that you get into like, well, how does this relate to all the different aspects of me and all the different aspects of who you think you are? So take, for instance, Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou is an Aries who has inspired millions of women around the world. How has she done this? By virtue being herself, from being a burlesque dancer, to being a singer, to being a poet laureate, by expressing herself and being relentless in that expression, but not just for herself. She could have stopped at any point and said like, well, I'm done, I'm good. You know, I can retire, I can have my own reality show, right? You know, I can do it. But she didn't, and she hasn't. Because she believes in giving that sense of leadership to other men and women to be who they are. Now, how do you know you're not being the me and being the I am? You know, when you say like, well, I am being the I am when I tell you to kneel before me, right? No, you're not. Because the key difference about the I am is realizing and visualizing and understanding how it connects to the collective and the whole. Not just how does this benefit me or mine or things around me, but how does it attach itself to a greater sense of purpose that invites other people to share their best? See, when you do something like this is the Zodiac Lounge, right? So I don't, and I'm not propping myself up, but this is a space where everyone can come and bring their best.
Right.
None of these readers, I don't have any tags on any of you after you come to see any of these vendors. It's because we share this collective space, this sense of vision. This has been my sense of leadership. What's yours? And that's what you need to think about. All too often, now I'm gonna make a transition bringing this to a close. And I want to talk to some, you know, everyone, but this also definitely includes the brown people. As Pisces people, in this country at least, okay, I'm just kind of ascribing some meaning that I don't want to go into why Pisces, but we can do that another time. We focus a lot on them and they.
Right.
We talk about what them have done to us and they are doing and what's going on. But what Aries teaches us is the daring to get beyond your myopic vision of what you see around you and go farther.
There you go.
I am no longer concerned just about this nation. As an astrologer and the work I do, let me be clear so it's clear for everyone here. I want the world.
Yes.
And not to conquer it, to share myself with it.
Yes.
How dare you narrow your focus to just your community or world without also realizing that you must have the daring to share that beyond yourself.
Yes.
You can share yourself within your community while simultaneously realizing that you want this to be some sort of vision, inspiration for others elsewhere. That's Aries. Aries breaks through. Aries is Ogun who breaks through the other world and say, this is the way. You part the waters. That whole story, whether you believe it's literal or not about ancient Egypt and Israel, is really about the story of how one becomes to be, how one expresses one in one's individuality. So how dare you stay small?
Right.
How dare you think it's just about me and mine and my shows and my TV and who's my friend and who likes me? The I am is everything, because it's the I am that says, I am hungry, I am with you, I love you. These are the things that make us participate in the larger whole. So as we really think about Aries, think about courage. Be fearless. Nothing can extinguish the I am in you. Even if you were to extinguish as a person, as your body, you are much larger than your body.
Right.
You can go beyond yourself. It may come in your children, it may come in your works, it may come in your legacies or writings, it may come in other things. But that I am will always be as long as you maintain the I am within. But if you become small and just a me, well, that's real extinguishment. So, remember, you are the great I am. And that is the truth of Aries.